We're joined now by Matt Hart. His book is Win at All Costs. He reveals what he says is the dark underworld of cheating, performance-enhancing drug use, and abuse at the hands of Coach Alberto Salazar and in the Nike Oregon Project in Win at All Costs, Inside Nike Running and Its Culture of Deception. This is an explosive book for those in the running world, Matt Hart. You've been on this trail for a long time. Why is it so sinister in your final conclusion?
Well, it's a story, you know, the program that I write about in the book, the Nike Oregon Project, you know, its underpinnings and the idea behind it were initially to bring American running back to prominence. And I think the book's important because, you know, it's sort of a story of our times. There's a deep, there's a love story here, a deep betrayal. Story of deep betrayal, and my book details how the Nike program on the Nike campus just sort of got off the rails, you know, in trying to create gold medal winners and world champions. Their coach Alberto Salazar began to sort of wade into the gray waters of techniques that, you know, the athletes weren't to talk about, weren't to speak about to anyone else. And then eventually he crossed the line. He was banned from sport September 30th, 2019 for the actions and the way he had, you know, developed the team and what he had the team do.
Well, he was a great runner in his own right. Did he have a history of this kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's detailed as well in the book. He had a reputation when he became a prominent runner with basically trying any substance or technique from hyperbaric chambers to horse anti-inflammatory drugs, whatever would help him perform. So he's had a reputation for a long time for this kind of activity. And, you know, his career started to wane in 1982. He was one of our best marathoners of all time. You know, he won the New York City Marathon three times and the Boston Marathon once. But he had trained himself so hard, you know, that he had sort of, we call it overtraining syndrome. It's sort of this vague term for, you know, basically overdoing your training for an extended period of time, and then your body can't respond to the training. And so Alberto found that prescription drugs like Prozac and prednisone really helped him dig himself out of this hole physiologically. And that happened in his own career. He wasn't telling anyone at the time that he was also taking testosterone, which is unambiguously illegal in sport. But fast forward to him coaching the athletes at Nike, and you know, it seems as though when you look at it, he started to, you know, basically use this doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Brown, to allow him to prescribe prescription drugs, dubious prescription drugs for the athletes that had performance-enhancing benefits. And that was just the beginning of it. You know, from there, he then repeatedly crossed the line, as you saw, to the United States Anti-Doping Agency.
Dan Shaughnessy, the accomplished sports writer, says of your book, Win at All Costs, beautifully crafted, richly reported. Matt's Win at All Costs reads like a James Bond thriller, plumbing the sad depths of professional running's underworld. Like Lance Armstrong and the 2017 Houston Astros, it turns out that champion runner-trainer Alberto Salazar and the Nike Oregon Project were too good to be true. Now, how effective are these drugs, and how did these athletes evade being caught for so long?
Yeah, well, it takes a bit of context. It's interesting, you know, mentioning Lance Armstrong. That era was really an era of egregious use of well-known performance-enhancing drugs that were illegal. But what had happened after Armstrong lost all of his Tour de France titles was cycling included, but the endurance sporting world moved into areas that had plausible deniability, I'll say. And that's when you involve doctors. They're prescribing diuretics. They're kind of messing with female athletes' birth control drugs so that they menstruate less often, therefore maintain more blood, more red blood cells. They can run better. And a lot of these things are really in what we call gray areas. So they're not, you know, it's probably against the spirit of the sport, but you could get away with it for a while. And so Alberto had just been dabbling with a lot of these different techniques. One of the drugs was L-carnitine, an amino acid that just wasn't readily available. And the drug itself, you know, is not illegal, but to get the drug into the muscle and for it to be effective, they used an illegal procedure. You know, they injected too much into one of the coaches and athletes. And that broke the level for them. And then he was found to, you know, be using testosterone or to be testing testosterone. And he did that right on the Nike campus. And testosterone is well known for its performance.
Yeah. How much testosterone are we talking about? Because I know a lot of our listeners, men, and obviously take this at certain ages, at low doses. Mm-hmm. But were they really pounding it away?
Well, so, you know, it seems as though the evidence came out that Alberto was using it in his career. What USADA was not able, the United States Anti-Doping Agency, was not able to prove was that he was rubbing it on the athletes. But there's all this circumstantial evidence around the idea that he was. So he was actually banned for trafficking in testosterone. So you can imagine having an athlete a coach or a support staff. And the rules basically state they're not allowed to carry on their person performance-enhancing drugs because, for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. you wouldn't want to accidentally get some on an athlete. You wouldn't want to just get caught up in a controversy with it.
Were they showing signs of it? For example, were these guys getting acne and losing their hair and developing breasts? Was it that pervasive?
It's the idea is that it's more of a micro dosing situation for endurance athletes. You know, it's not building the big bulky muscle and it's not boatloads of testosterone. So it helps them recover, helps their muscles obviously get stronger faster so they can get back and do harder workouts. Very much more quickly. That's what testosterone would help them do.
And the prednisone?
Yeah, prednisone became popular during the Armstrong era, I think. This is a drug that, you know, it's a powerful drug, and it basically tamps down systemic inflammation. So you can imagine if you've got a hard training week, maybe the hardest week of your training block before a race, you would maybe use prednisone so that you felt better every morning. You did a hard workout. Prednisone tells your autoimmune system, like, okay, lower systemic inflammation.
We're going to be back with Matt Hart for just a few minutes after this timeout. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. We're wrapping it up with Matt Hart. His book is an important book about what happens when people try to win at all costs. And that's the title of the book, and we see this in Olympic sports a lot. We see it in team sports, and it's all about getting a competitive edge. And more than a few listeners, when we've addressed this topic before, Matt, have said, what's the harm? Is there really any evidence that these athletes are living a shorter life if they're cheating a bit, taking prednisone and testosterone and beating the system? Or is it just blatantly unfair for those who are not doing it to be matched up against people who are getting an edge that is not legal? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's both. You know, it is blatantly unfair to be using substances or a doctor's prescription pad to perform better on the track or on the road. But there's evidence, you know, it'd be unethical to specifically test these drugs. What really comes down to, it seems like, is just the risk involved. You know, the recent 30 for 30 with Lance Armstrong, you know, he admitted the rumors for years that his doping doctor, Michele Ferrari, had said something to the effect of, I think I gave Lance Armstrong cancer. And so Lance tips his hat to this in the recent documentary and says, I think it was the HGH. And if you think about testosterone and HGH,
human growth hormone.
They're correlated. Yeah, human growth hormone. And I'll just say there's cause for concern or correlation with some of these drugs. You know, some of the athletes, you know, the East Germans, who were known for doping in the 70s, you know, you can go back and look at some of the results of some of the athletes. They've had, you know, birth defects and all sorts of terrible outcomes because of those years of testing things they didn't necessarily understand. And some of them may have been no harm, no foul, but other ones may have, you know, caused an issue or a cancer. You know, Alberto Salazar he testified that he started using testosterone in 91, and in 2007 he had a heart attack, and he'd been using it for years. And, you know, the research has shown that there's a cardiovascular risk in certain men to taking testosterone. It increases coronary atherosclerosis, increases their chance of heart attack. So, you know, there's no way to know for sure, but I certainly draw that line in the book that it seems quite possible.
All right. Well, thank you. It's an important book. Matt Hart, Win at All Costs. Matt, congratulations and good to visit with you. And let's do it again soon.